Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Another Friday of lots of votes. Thank you, everybody, voted for the Knucklehead of the Week. Runners up today include this woman who impersonated a federal agent to get a deal on some Chick-fil-A.
She was in her mid-30s, probably knew better. I don't know how many times she's made. This can't be the first time she tried pulling this off where she impersonates a federal agent to try and get a discount on some fast food.
Our other runner-up, runners-up, the two guys in Oklahoma City who had a fight over Star Wars and Star Trek. Two grown men, one guy nearly killed the other guy. He got hauled off to jail over which one was better, Star Wars or Star Trek.
Do we know which one won?
We have no idea who won.
Nor do we care.
No. But our 930 Knucklehead winner goes to a guy who's, well, he's missing a finger, but he's got a crown now. The guy from Olympia who chopped off a finger and mailed it to the IRS.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
68-year-old Norm from Olympia has been beefing with the IRS since the 90s when he was let go from his job that he had. He had some kind of federal job back in the 1990s. And he was let go of that. And ever since then, he's been arguing with the IRS and trying to get their attention. And some might suggest he went over the top with his most recent. This guy chopped off a finger and mailed that to the IRS. He also has mailed, he's mailed a joint, he's mailed a bullet, and a fake bomb to the IRS. He's done it all.
I bet he gets audited.
Well, yeah.
You know,
every year.
Every year from now on, you're only poking the bear. You don't poke the bear. That is the IRS.
He was a civil defense contractor in the 1990s, and he was laid off. And he's been laying it on the IRS ever since. So, nine-digit Norm is our 930 Knucklehead winner today.